Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Monk puts it up. And Curry's got the board. Green gets tied up. And a technical has been assessed. Sabonis is down.
Let me say this. Draymond stepped on him, but Sabonis grabbed his leg first.
The NBA has a problem right now, ladies and gentlemen, and we had Tim Kempton on the radio today. The physicality has gotten out of control. It is not basketball that's being played right now in the NBA. It is bully ball out there. The NBA has gone too far the other way. Like, this is not fun to watch. Tim Kempton said it, and this is a guy that played in the 90s, played Bad Boys Pistons and all that. And for what I saw out there tonight, and it's not against Sacramento, it's not against Phoenix, it's against both teams. The NBA has to clean that up. I think there's too much physicality.
All right, Dub Nation, it's Draymond Green. Tip-off is coming later today with the great Tim Roy, and then tune into the Morning Roast tomorrow morning for the best Warriors coverage.
All right, that's Kyle Draper, that's Sabonis and Draymond from last year, game two of that first round series between the Kings and the Warriors, which the Warriors won in seven games. And tonight's referees, before we get to my main man, Drapes, Gucci Man, a.k.a. James Williams, that's your crew chief, Aaron Smith, and Mark Lindsay. Those are your referees for tonight in Sacramento. So no Scott Foster, but you get Gucci Man, Chase Williams, and you get Kyle Draper up there in the 916.
Is that Williams' boy?
You like Gucci Man, right? Gucci Man calls a good game, hey. Kyle.
Hey, I'm a Gucci Man guy, whether it's on the basketball court or dropping bars. I'm a Gucci Man fan,
yeah.
Bro.
Kyle Draper, of course, he does play-by-play for the Kings. He's pre- and post-game show host, radio show up there, KHGK with our main man, Whitey Gleason. I mean, he does it all up there in Sacramento. But that rant last Friday, I'm not going to lie, man, that's some of your best work, Kyle.
Oh, I appreciate that, man. You know, and let me tell you where it was spurned from, because it's something I've been thinking for a few days, for a few weeks, actually, because you know how it is, Bonte and boys. You sit there, you watch the game, and, you know, when you watch it on TV, I said in the boys. And so when you watch it on TV, you don't see it. But I'm watching it right there, calling the game, and guys are getting slapped across the arm. Guys are getting held. And then I go on the post-game show with Morgan and Chelsea, and they're like, well, Sabonis has to do this. Foxes. I'm like, no, forget all that. What we're seeing, watching right now is not pro basketball, man. That's prison ball. That's ball on the streets we grew up. Like, you got to call your own fouls out there now because you're not going to get the whistle.
Well,
it's ridiculous.
But Drapes, I mean, can't you at least acknowledge how, you know, hypocritical it is when Sabonis literally initiates contact on every possession for his entire career, dropping the shoulder and trying to plow through people? Like, come on, dog.
Nah, hold on now, Jesse. We're not going to start this. We're not going to start coming at Drapes. If you heard my rant, I say it's both ways. It's not. It didn't benefit Phoenix or Sacramento. Like, it's both ways, and it's. I just don't like that brand of basketball. This has nothing to do with the Sacramento Kings. I'm talking about from a fan's perspective, a guy that grew up loving the game. My first memory of basketball was before you guys were even born, big fella, back in 1983 when Moses Malone and Dr. J led the Sixers to the championship. That's how far I go back, Fonte and Chef. So
I was in diapers at 1 year old. So I was alive. I was alive and cooking. Maybe I was saying, fo, fo, fo. Maybe Maybe those are my first words, Drapes.
We know that ain't the case. We know that's not the case. But no, I just don't like that. I don't like all the grabbing and holding. I don't mind physicality with the body. Like your boy Gary Payton II, that block he had, who was that against? I forget. Like, he just totally body checked the guy at the rim, and there was no foul. Like, what are we doing here?
Kyle, what are we doing? We're meeting the guy at the apex of the rim.
Oh, Rui Hachimura?
And
Rui Hachimura? That was
pushing him against the glass.
Yeah, that was all ball. Come on, don't do that.
Hey, we know the link. Body contact, fellas. What about the body contact?
Oh, my gosh. Man, all these
this is why I can't come on Warriors Radio.
You know why,
you guys
Drapes?
Don't see the game objectively.
No, we do. No, trust me. Stephen Curry gets one of the worst whistles I've ever seen a superstar. It is what it is. It's baked into the equation that NBA refs are bad. All these refs are bad. So I don't even focus on that. However, you brought up GP2 and Steph and Sabonis and all that. You can't get foul calls when you're shooting half of your shots from the three-point line. The Kings have become too three-point reliant. Kyle, you know that.
I agree with you, and I agree that, you know, like we had 58 threes against the OKC. You can't take 58 threes and then complain about the officiating after the game. You got to go in there and be more aggressive. And, you know, that's the one thing I've said about De'Aaron Fox. And I'll tell you, fellas, this is me being objective. So mark this down. Clip this. Play this next week when we're talking about the Kings next week. De'Aaron Fox needs to figure out a way to be like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Needs to figure out a way to be like Luka Doncic. Those guys are almost actors. They're seeking the contact and making the officials call the fouls. De'Aaron is sort of avoiding it a little bit, trying to contort around it. He needs to get to the line more, man. He needs to be a better seller of foul calls.
Yeah, but I think that's why I actually like him a lot, is he's not like those guys. Luka's amazing, but he drives me crazy with all of, like, he turns the official on every play, and he's trying to call him palms up because his palms are up and he's pleading his case at every single turn. It drives me nuts. Like, part of why I've loved Steph Curry's career is he doesn't look for baiting of the fouls. Now, he's done it a little more the last couple of years.
Come on.
What do you mean, come on?
Steph falls down on every three-pointer, Shasky. What are we talking about? He is begging for foul calls.
Yeah, that's why he scored 50 last year in Game 7.
He's on the street corner with his lunch pail out, begging for change out there.
Doug, are you still salty that the Eagles got stomped in December? Is that why you're coming out
of
our team?
I don't want to bring up football right now. We know how our season ended.
Exactly, right?
Let's not go there, Shasky. We know how we walked out of Las Vegas.
We
lost that regular season game against the Eagles means nothing to me.
Forever.
It means nothing to me after what happened in Las Vegas.
You know what it is, Fonte? That's loser's mentality from Shasky.
There you go.
He's talking about a regular season game when his squad choked away to a Super Bowl. Come on, man. You're at the same point as the Eagles. There's 31 other losers in the NFL. There's only one winner. Come on now.
I hate to say this, but I agree with Kyle Draper there. That's why we get along so well. That's a loser mentality. Go figure that.
Keep shooting. Maybe you'll hit another one.
I'll focus on Keon Ellis and the others because I know what Fox is going to do. Wiggins is going to take that as Simon and trying to slow down Fox. Fox has been a high volume guy, but he's a player. We know that. He's going to get his. Draymond, Looney, TJD against Sabonis. I feel pretty good about that matchup for the Golden State Warriors tonight. But the wild cards, Keegan Murray, Keon Ellis, and dare I say, Harrison Barnes? How are Kings fellas feeling about those three players here? Because if all three of those guys have a good game, I think the Kings are moving on.
Yeah, I mean, let's keep it real. We're a little worried about tonight. No Malik Monk, no Kevin Herter. I mean, Malik's our third best player, and he's been that this entire season. And so that's a major loss. But you guys know as well as I do, it's only one game. If this was a best-of-seven series, I think the Warriors have a great chance. But just one game, who's going to be that guy? I told the story when I was in Boston back in 2017. Celtics-Wizards Game 7. Isaiah Thomas had 29. But Kelly Olynyk had 26 in that game. Mm. That game is viewed as the Kelly Olynyk game. So who's it going to be tonight? Is it going to be the Keon Ellis game? Is it going to be the Keegan Murray game? The Trey Lyles, Harrison Barnes? Somebody has to step up, man, and make some shots, you know? If not, you guys are going to win. It is what it is.
So who do you fear from the Warriors? Because, like, Warrior fans are all over the place. I mean, Steph, we need to bail us out. Who do you guys fear from the Warriors' perspective?
Well, obviously Steph, but if we're talking, I think Kuminga, depending on his health, I know he's banged up. Like, we have no answer for him. Like, his physicality and when he tries to get downhill, I mean, he has proven to be a problem for us. And so I'm worried about him. I'm also worried, to me, guys, let's keep it. The Trayce Jackson-Davis DeMontis Sabonis matchup, Sabonis has to own that. He has to atone for what happened last postseason. Like, this is an all-NBA guy, an all-star. He can't let a rookie, you know, match him or bottle him up. I don't need 14, 8, and 7 from DeMontis Sabonis. He has to have like a 25, 15, and 9 kind of game. Like, he has to be this, like, there's more pressure on him than anybody else in this series.
Really?
So basically, those calories can't be empty tonight.
They've never been empty, Big Bell. Let me just say that. They've never been empty, you know? Even a little couple of curl-ups, you know, you burn it off some calories. It may not be the full workout, but he has to – dude, he just got paid $217 million before the season in an extension. So you got to go out there and earn it. I'm going to keep it real. DeMontis Sabonis has to be the best big on the floor tonight for the Kings to win.
No doubt. Listen, Kyle, looking at this game, who's the most hated person in Sacramento? Is it Shasky? Is it myself? Or is it Draymond Green?
Ooh, that's a tough one, man. That's tough. Like, Shasky, I'm starting to hate more and more as we do this interview, so he's rising up the list right there because he's just a hater all around. Yeah. You know, anything I like, he hates. Yep. You know what I mean? Yep. I like scrambled eggs. He hates scrambled eggs.
I'm a poached guy.
I like bacon. He loves it. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. But, no, Draymond, man. And here's the thing about your boy Draymond, Sponte. You know this. Draymond, hey, man, he's a wild card tonight. The dude got kicked out 4 minutes into a game. Like, we're going to try to get under his skin. The fans are going to be ready for him. We're going to try to get him off his game, man. And I envision Steph Curry with his hands, his head in his hands, his face in his hands, shaking his head, walking off the court saying, you know what, this Draymond thing, man, I'm done with it. That's how I want to send this Warriors dynasty off into the sunset with Steph shaking his head, crying about Draymond once again getting ejected.
Which pre- and post-game show has to have this game more? The Kings or the Warriors?
Ooh.
That's a great
question. This is tough. Hey, let's keep it real, Bonte. This is the worst-case scenario for NBC, right? One of us is going to be out tonight. No like, seriously.
We might both be out by the end of the week. Hey, Draper, me and you are going to do Rochambeau for baseball games. Draper. No, I want to do the A's game. No, I want to host the A's pre- and post. No, I want to because I'm checks going to dry up real quick.
Look at Vivek in the front row at Sutter Health Park.
I will not be yelling like Jumper this summer saying, I am paid handsomely by NBC. No, them checks will be blank.
Exactly. I think we both need this, man. We don't want this to be over yet. It doesn't feel right, Ted, that it could end this week. I wish we could both have ends.
All right, so what happens, man? What's your gut telling you, Kyle? What's your gut telling you?
I think it's going to be a close game. I think the question for our guys is, can we stay together in the fourth quarter? We seem to collapse. Like, you know, without Malik and Kevin, man, we could play good for a half, three quarters. But putting that full four quarters together has been a challenge for us. But, you know, I got to ride or die with my guys. I told you, it's going to be somebody where we look at and say, dang, Keon Ellis had 22 tonight.
That worries
something
me.
Like that. Davion Mitchell had 18. And so I'm picking Kings in a close one. I'm going to go 117-114 Sacramento.
Wow, Sacramento covers the spread there. Real quick, you brought up Keon Ellis. Shasky was asking me, what does Keon Ellis do well? We know he shoots the three, but what else does he do? Is he a good ball handler? Can he go to the rack? Can he finish around the rim? Because his three-point shot, he's hoisting them up. He takes over 5 a game.
Yeah, he's getting them up, and that three-point shot is legit. And what he's been doing lately, which has surprised me because we just haven't seen the dude a whole lot, he got a little float game to him as well. He's not going to get in there and power it up inside with the trees, but he has a little runner game, and he puts it on the floor when guys close out on him. So look for that tonight. And, of course, his on-ball defense, man, that's the one thing where, you know, I'm encouraged with Sacramento. We got a number of guys to throw at Steph Curry. Nobody's going to stop Steph. I mean, Steph is, but if we could just make them work defensively, I think we have a chance.
All right, Drapes, have fun tonight. Go ahead, Chester.
We know the Warriors, like, if they lose this one, it's operation end of the world and trade everyone and switch everything up. If the Kings lose, how much heat's on Mike Brown?
I don't think it's on Mike Brown as much as Monty McNair, the GM,
okay,
fellas, because we didn't really add anybody in the offseason. We had a Chris Duarte and Sasha Vezenko. They really haven't panned out. We didn't do anything at the trade deadline. So I think a lot of fans are like, Monty, what are we doing here? And so this is a critical offseason. I think Mike Brown, I'll be honest with you guys, I think Mike's done a hell of a job. 46 wins in this tough Western Conference. Like, everybody is better in this West. It's been a tough conference. And to keep this team together and only finish two games behind last year's pace when everybody was down, I think he's done a hell of a job, man, and people aren't giving him credit. But I think really the pressure goes up on our GM, Monty McNair. Mm. He has to make some moves this offseason, win or lose, fellas. Mm. Like, I think everybody understands, win or lose tonight, changes got to be made here in Sacramento.
Malik Monk.
From a player perspective, roster. Yep.
Real quick, Kyle, before we let you go. Malik Monk, have we seen him play his last game in Sacramento?
If I was a betting man, I'd probably say yes. And here's why, fellas. Not because Malik doesn't want to be here. Somebody's going to offer him a bag, I think.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to offer him more than the Kings can offer. And if you're a player like Malik, you haven't really secured the big bag yet, the big contract. 4 years, 90, or 4 years, 100, whatever it may be, that's going to be hard to turn down, man. I don't think he's going to take no hometown discount or anything like that. Like, this is his time to get the bag. And so I wouldn't be surprised if he made that decision, especially if you can go to an Orlando, and I know Clay's been rumored there, or somebody like that, you know, a Philadelphia, I don't know, somebody like that, you know, where you can still contend and get the bag. Yeah, it's going to be hard, I think.
Yeah, wow. Should be a lot of fun there today at the G1C. We got a little rivalry going on between the Warriors and the Kings, a rematch of last year's first-round playoff series. The last three games in the regular season was decided by 1 point between the Warriors and the Kings, so this should be a lot of fun up there at the G1C. Drapes, I'll talk to you a little bit later. Thanks for the time, as always, brother.
All right, fellas, talk to y'all soon.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.